Miracle on 4th. Local gift market at a local gift market hosted by Longmont Downtown Development Authority and Brooks Retail. Skip the box stores and, instead, do your holiday shopping from a variety of product-based Colorado businesses. Miracle on 4th will take place from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, November 14th, on 4th Avenue in downtown Longmont, snow or shine. During the event, Colorado artisans, handcrafted item makers, food vendors, gift creators and all otherwise locally produced goods will set up shop along the street awaiting holiday shoppers. November 11th Veterans Day Parade. Celebrate Veterans Day with this annual community parade held downtown starting at 11:11 a.m. on Thursday. The parade will start on 8th Avenue and travel south on Main Street to 3rd Avenue. The parade will then turn north onto Kaufman Street and end at Roosevelt Park. Craig Satterfield and Michael George Acoustic Duo from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, November 11th. The Craig Satterfield and Michael George Acoustic Duo will have a live performance at Bootstrap Brewing at 142 Pratt Street in Longmont. Denver Arts Week Pop-Up Artist Market in Longmont. Denver Arts Week, November 5-13, 2021, celebrates the Mile High City's arts and culture scene with hundreds of events around the city. This year, we're celebrating Denver Arts Week here in Longmont at the Longmont Museum with a four-day pop-up artist market November 11-14. The events will kick off on Thursday, November 11th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. with artist pop-up booths, a Boulder International Film Festival screening of To Which We Belong, from 7:15 to 9 p.m. and an art and sip class led by local artist Cynthia Barnes from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Click here for the full list of events. Art and sip. Painting Thompson's Trees, Thursday nights at the museum. Participate in an art and sip class from 6:30 to 9 p.m. this Thursday at the Longmont Museum. One of Longmont's first benefactors, Elizabeth Thompson, provided a much-needed gift of trees to the colonists in the 1870s. During this art and sip class, artist Cynthia Barnes will lead you in the creation of a colorful, tree-filled landscape in Mrs. Thompson's honor. Tickets are $35 per person and 10% off for museum members. To Which We Belong, from the 2021 Boulder International Film Festival, Thursday nights at the museum from 7:15 to 9 on Thursday night in Stewart Auditorium in the Longmont Museum, there will be a screening of the film, To Which We Belong, followed by an audience Q&A. Tickets are $10 for general admission, $8 for students and seniors and $5 for museum members. A new generation of farmers seek to rebuild their businesses and our planet by embracing the interconnectedness of living things. These unsung heroes just might save their livelihoods, and our world itself. To Which We Belong, was directed by local filmmaker Pamela Tanner Bowl. November 12th All Together Now tickets, Longmont High Auditorium, Longmont St. Vrain Valley School District. Theater students from Erie, Frederick, Longmont, and Skyline will be joining over 2,500 theatrical organizations from all 50 states and over 40 countries in producing their own local production of Music Theater International's All Together Now, a global event celebrating local theater. Theatrical licensor Music Theater International, MTI, created this review for theaters across the globe to use as a local fundraising event performed over the same weekend of November 12, 2021. Performances will take place in the Longmont High Auditorium starting at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, November 13 and 14, as well as 3 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets are $15 for adults and $12 for students and senior citizens. Outdoor Creations Plein Air Art Show. Boulder County Parks and Open Space will host a juried on plein air art exhibit from November 12 through December 30 at the Great Frame Up Longmont. On plein air art is the act of creating art from observation in the outdoors. The exhibit will run November 12 through December 30 at the Great Frame Up Longmont. The grand opening for the exhibit will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, November 12 at 430 Main Street in Longmont. At the event, the following prizes will be awarded: the Ron Stewart Best in Show for $500, second place for $300, third place for $200, three honorable mention prizes and the People's Choice Award, which will be chosen by the public by voting at the exhibit. Holiday Open Houses. Downtown small businesses will kick off the holiday season the weekend of Friday, November 12. Participating businesses will host holiday open houses, and we'll also be launching the 2021 Winter Passport Program at the same time. So come down and see what your favorite store has to offer, get your holiday shopping, and shipping, done early, grab winter passport stickers and enter to win some great prizes. Holiday open house participating businesses include Aflori and Archives, Abbott and Wallace Distilling, Bootstrap Brewing, Bricks Retail, Crackpots Pottery Studio, Crystal Joys and more. Click here to see the full list of participating businesses. Friday afternoon concert. Hal Aqua and the Lost Tribe enjoy an afternoon of live music in the Longmont Museum's Stewart Auditorium this fall, featuring an eclectic array of musical acts from up and down the Front Range. Starting at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, Hal Aqua and the Lost Tribe play klezmer will host an exuberant musical experience, rooted firmly in traditional Jewish modes and melodies. Tickets to the show are $12 for general admission, $10 for students and seniors, and $8 for museum members. November 13th Soundpost Session at Longmont Public Media. Fox Feather and Kate Farmer. The Soundpost Sessions are now hosting intimate concerts at Longmont Public Media. The next concert, to be held at 8 p.m. on November 13th, will feature live music, in an intimate listening room setting, by alt-Americana band Fox Feather and special guest Kate Farmer. Fox Feather is a sultry, alt-Americana band founded in 2013 in Boulder, Colorado. Fox Feather released their newest album in 2021 through PS Audio and Octave Records. The full-length album, entitled The Nature of Things, features the current band lineup and additional musicians: Kate Farmer, backing vocals; Eric Moon, organ, synthesizer; Eben Grace, pedal steel, guitar; and Oliver Jacobson, fiddle. Unauthorized Absence at Bootstrap Brewing. Unauthorized Absence is a classic rock cover band playing all your favorite songs to transport you back to the soundtrack of your youth. The band will play starting at 6 p.m. at Bootstrap Brewing on Saturday. November 14th beginning, bring a friend, Zentangle class. Bring your friend to the Firehouse Art Center on Sunday and have a great time learning the method of Zentangle in a class held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Zentangle method is an easy-to-learn, relaxing and fun way to create beautiful images by drawing structured patterns, tangles. It is a proven method for mindfulness, fosters self-esteem, focus, relaxation, and stress reduction. And it's fun. People of all ages and skill levels around the world now create Zentangle art. Crochet Club. Join fiber artist and instructor Bettina Reiser for Crochet Club at the Firehouse Art Center on Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. We meet every other Sunday afternoon, unless otherwise posted. You are welcome to drop in with your projects anytime. All ages welcome. Bettina will be available the whole 2 hours to answer questions or help when you get stuck. A tip jar will be provided for the rental of the space. We hope to see you soon. November 15th, opposite hand, ski ball tournament from 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday at Quarters Bar and Arcade. Teams of two ski ball players will compete against other teams of two in a single elimination tournament. For this game, players must roll each ball with their opposite hand. Any score earned with a ball rolled with the dominant hand will not count. The comeback rule does not apply to this tournament. This is a single-night tournament. You can pre-register or show up that night. Note, space is limited to 20 teams, so if you want to make sure you get to play, use the link to register your team. Cost is only $5 per team. Monday Night Life Drawing Class. The Firehouse Art Center is proud to offer a socially distanced life drawing session coordinated with Art of Modeling for people 18 years and older on Monday nights from 6 to 8. The classes are short, sit-dry media only, and while the Firehouse provides chairs and tables, it's BYOB easels and supplies. In this two-hour session, poses vary from short gestures to 15 or 20-minute studies in an open studio format. This is not an instructor-led class. Artists are invited to practice their craft in their own style. All artists are responsible for cleaning their area after class. For distancing reasons, each person will need a separate table or must bring their own easel. No materials will be provided or shared. Space is limited, so reserve a slot on Eventbrite for $15 general admission and $12 discount pricing for Firehouse artist members. Doors close 5 minutes after class starts and open 15 minutes before. November 17th Coil Up and Relax Ceramics Class. In this adult class at the Firehouse Art Center from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, Participants will be creating a multifunctional ceramic basket using the coil hand building method. This unique process can create some very striking and whimsical pieces, perfect for fruit on your kitchen table or to hold toiletries. The choice is yours. In the first class, we will go over the basic technique of coil building and the various ways you can alter your project to suit your needs, as well as build our baskets using clay strips and a bowl form. The second class, we will be glazing and decorating our baskets. The final fired work will be ready for pickup 7 to 10 days after the last class. Open studio time is available if additional time is needed. The class is geared towards adults, but teens are welcome too. Some snacks will be available and feel free to bring a drink for yourself or to share. Mommy juice is welcome too, winking face. Cost for the class is $45 per person and tickets are available on Eventbrite. November 18th Art and Sip. Block print holiday cards. Thursday nights at the museum, get a jump start on your holiday preparation in this linocut block printing class at the Longmont Museum from 6:30 to 9 on Thursday night. Design and print your own unique cards to give a personal touch to your season's greetings. The Elisa Garcia Trio and Fruta Brutal. Live in concert, Elisa Garcia Trio takes listeners on a musical journey through Latin America. Fruta Brutal seeks to be part of the ripening of cultural fruits that fight to move us forward during times of backward brutality. Join us for an evening of relevant and progressive music of Latin America starting at 7:15 in the Stewart Auditorium at the Longmont Museum. Tickets are $15 for general admission, $12 for students and seniors, and $10 for museum members. November 22nd Fall Break Camp. Thinking Games with Gray Havens from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on November 22 to 24. Gray Havens will lead 10 to 13-year-old children in fall break camps featuring multimedia art, epic storytelling, collaborative thinking games, movement activities, and a crazy scavenger hunt. Campers will be encouraged to think critically and creatively in these camps hosted by the creators of our ever-popular Summer Hogwarts Camp. Sign up for one, two, or all three camps and enjoy different experiences each day. November 26th Holiday Tree Lighting. The tree lighting ceremony is back for 2021. Join us on Friday, November 26th at 6:30 p.m. in 6th Avenue Plaza, west side of 6th Avenue and Main Street. Join us for giveaway bags, holiday music, a cappella performances, hot drinks and treats, craft activities and Santa. November 27th Small Business Saturday, the biggest and best shopping day of the year, will feature ice carvings in St. Stephen's Plaza, roaming holiday characters, and surprise giveaways for downtown shoppers. Downtown Longmont is the destination for Small Business Saturday and for your holiday shopping needs. When you shop small and keep purchases local, you're not only getting a unique product from a local small business, you're making an investment in your community. November 28th Artists Sunday. Artists Sunday is a nationwide day to support local artists in your local community. It is the world's largest art event, dedicated to highlighting local artists and recognizing the impact they have in enriching our lives, communities, and the economy. Visit the Longmont Creative District for gallery openings, artist pop-ups inside businesses, and working artist studios throughout. Choose local art and give something special, unique, and handcrafted this holiday season, and support local artists and the local economy at the same time. There's perhaps nothing more personal than a gift of the arts.